deep. In the second chapter of Daniel, we have the story of the beginning, the course, and the culmination of the times of the Gentiles, when the Son of Man, the stone, will come and smite the image on the toes, and then that stone will become a mountain and fill the whole earth. Now that's told again in Luke 21, 27 to 32, where the Son of Man shall come in the clouds with power and great glory in the midst of Israel's tribulation. There we have Israel's subjugation, Israel's tribulation, and ultimately Israel's liberation. Now when we turn to the 11th chapter of Romans, let's remember this. There have been three basic blunders made in dispensational Bible study by the great majority of our premillennials. They open the Bible and say the Old Testament begins with Genesis. Well, there was Christ died, and then the testament that became old was not the testament in the book of Genesis, but the testament that our covenant that God made with Israel in the book of Exodus 2,500 years after Adam died, and after Adam sinned, and years after Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died. Now remember another blunder. They begin as though when Jesus Christ was born in the first chapter of Matthew, we're opening at the New Testament. Well, you learn that Jesus Christ was made under the law, born under the law, and lived under the law, and died under the law. And read Hebrews 9:15. Then the other blunder is this. This fullness of the Gentiles speaks of the times of the Gentiles spiritually. And that did not begin while Christ was on earth, for he said, I am not sent, but under the law sheep of the house of Israel, go not in the way of the Gentiles. Neither did it begin on the day of Pentecost. There were 12 men, and 12 is the number of Israel, 12 men standing up and speaking to all the house of Israel. The Apostle Peter and his associates were very careful not to provoke Israel to jealousy in their ministry. No, that times of the Gentiles spiritually did not come in during the first 11 chapters of the book of Acts, when we learned that the 12 apostles were working with the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And as we read in Galatians 2:7, the gospel of the circumcision was committed to Peter, and the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto Paul. Now Paul tells us in Romans 11:13 that he is the apostle of the Gentiles, and then he tells us the interesting fact in the 11th chapter of Romans, the 15th verse. There he tells us that when Israel was cast away, reconciliation was sent to the rest of the world. And when God set aside his religious nation, the children of Abraham, that the natural seed, no longer had priority rights, I'm sure. You wouldn't agree with anyone who says the gospel today in this economy of grace is to the Jew first. No, certainly that was only in that overlapping period, and after Paul said several times, as he says in Acts 13:46, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, and again he makes the same statement in different language in Acts 18:5-6. And then he makes that great statement there in 2 Corinthians 5:16, lo, we have known Christ after the flesh, now henceforth know we him no more. If any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. So we have there reconciliation, the new creation, and then he brings in and emphasizes the great doctrine of identification, that we're baptized into the death of Christ, we're buried with him by baptism, We're raised to walk in newness of life. We're raised up and seated in the heavenlies in Christ, identified with the crucified, resurrected, glorified, ascended Christ in an inseparable and eternal union. This is the wonderful truth revealed to Paul, and then he comes in concerning the dispensation of the mystery, and that is peculiarly Gentilish. So you know the dispensation of the mystery in the great parenthesis did not begin on a Jewish feast day, on the day of Pentecost with 12 apostles, but later on it began after Barnabas left Saul and Paul the apostle unto him, you know, was committed the gospel of the uncircumcision, the ministry of reconciliation, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and he said a dispensation from God to complete the word of God with the mystery. Then, remember, the times of the Gentiles spiritually began, and the culmination of the times of the Gentiles spiritually will not be the coming of the Son of Man to redeem Israel, but it will be the consummation. That is, we have in Ephesians 4:13. We will all come in the unity of the Spirit unto the perfect man, Christ Jesus, unto the fullness of the stature of Christ. So God, during this age, will complete the body, and the body will be the filling up of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the mystery is the filling up of the body of Christ. Now God is going to do wonderful things on this earth with his ancient people, Israel, and through them, the millennium is going to be ushered in. But that will not be during this age. So we must be very careful about talking about signs of the time, especially trying to apply Old Testament prophecy into this parenthetical age. Or just remember that during this age in which we live, Old Testament prophecy is not being fulfilled. Old Testament prophecy has to do with the coming tribulation of the nation Israel and their liberation by the coming of the Son of Man. Now there are many signs that will precede the coming of the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man. But when Christ comes as the Son of Man, he's coming to this earth. He is not coming for the church as the Son of Man, neither is he coming for the church to the earth. No, he is coming, and his feet are going to stand on the Mount of Olives. This same Jesus that you see go will come in like manner as you've seen him go. Now that will be altogether different. Christ is never the Son of Man to the church, which is his body. No, he's the Son of Man to the nation Israel, and he's the Son of Man who will yet be the judge and the king, sitting on the throne of his glory. You read it in the 25th chapter of Matthew there, beginning at the 31st verse, where we read that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming as the Son of Man and as a judge and a king. All the nations will be gathered before him. Wonderful things are going to be done when the Son of Man comes. You remember when Christ was here, he said to Israel, if you sin against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven you. But not if you reject the testimony and witness of the Holy Spirit and blaspheme against him. That will not be forgiven thee. So you remember Christ on the cross prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, he said, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. Then in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, the apostle, that is Stephen, the disciple, tells Israel of three great sins. That first, before the incarnation of Christ, you rejected and stoned the prophets that told that he was coming. Then when he came, the Holy One and the Just, you betrayed him and murdered him. And now you're resisting the Holy Spirit. Now remember the three great sins. One before the incarnation, one during the incarnation, and one after the day of Pentecost. Why did the Holy Spirit come? Have you read Acts 5:29-32? Where he told the rulers of Israel, that God had raised up Jesus Christ in incarnation, and they rejected him and killed him. Then God raised him up in resurrection. What for? Read Acts 5:30 and 31. God raised him up to be Israel's prince and savior, to give repentance, forgiveness of sins to Israel. And he says the Holy Spirit has come down from heaven to witness of this truth. And they had received the Holy Spirit, but the rulers of Israel resisted the Holy Spirit, and they committed the unpardonable sin. And they not only committed it there in the city of Jerusalem, but then when Paul went to Antioch in Pisidia, they did it again, and then again and again. They would not receive the testimony of the 12 apostles and the Holy Spirit concerning the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to be Israel's prince and savior. Now the apostle Paul, in the 13th of Acts, gives us the same truth. In the 23rd verse, he says that Jesus Christ was raised up in incarnation to be Israel's savior. Acts 13:23. Then in Acts 13:31 to 37, he says that Christ was raised from the dead to give to Israel the sure mercies of David. Now remember then, it was after Israel rejected the sure mercies of David by rejecting the witness of the Holy Spirit and the resurrection of Christ, and they committed the unpardonable sin, it was after that that God ushered in the dispensation of the mystery, the dispensation of the grace of God, this present economy in which we still live. And then God tells us that the times of the Gentiles will run out. There will come an end to the times of the Gentiles spiritually when the church is completed and goes to glory. Then there will be the end of the times of the Gentiles politically when that prayer is answered, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago.